You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
A couple of enhanced odds offers for you. Yaya Toure to score and Man City to win was 3-1, now 4-1. And Diego Costa to score and Chelsea to win was 19-5, now 5-1. We've got the top two strikers in the Premier League going head-to-head here with Diego Costa on one side and Sergio Aguero on the other. And Aguero's got that incredible record in the Premier League. Even when you think he's not performing well, he actually is. 33 in his last 34 Premier League games. And he's got 4 in his last 2 against Chelsea in the league as well. Man City favourites here, but Chelsea on this incredible run at the moment. They've won 7 league games in a row. And they're looking very good in the process as well.
They're looking extremely good. They're confident. You know, there are players that I think have been written off by many Chelsea fans, that Antonio Conte has turned around. Not only 7 straight wins, Dave, but 19 goals scored during those 7 games and only 1 conceded. And you bear in mind that in that run, they've played Manchester United, Southampton, Everton and Spurs. You know, 4 sides that, you know, are tough games, and they've come through them with flying colours. I think what's interesting as well for Chelsea is the same starting 11 for the last 6 games. That is huge. Now, that doesn't happen very often in the Premier League anymore. In fact, it rarely happens. But, of course, they're afforded the luxury of doing that because they're not balancing up any of the competitions. No League Cup for them over the last week. No European competitions. A lot has already been made of that. And Man City themselves, you know, I still can't get my head really around them. You know, at times they've put in the kind of gritty performances away from home that they kind of needed to get results. And they've done that at Burnley last time. I thought they did it at Crystal Palace as well. You know, 2 narrow victories away from home in the Premier League where they had to show a little bit of steel and resilience. They've had some big victories too. But I just get a feeling that although, you know, over the last month or so, the results have been all right, you know, since that defeat in the League Cup to Manchester United, the results have been okay. They're still not playing brilliantly. The advantage for Man City is people like David Silva, Gundogan and De Bruyne are all well rested. I mean, neither of the first two players I mentioned there, you know, played last week against Burnley. De Bruyne only played a few minutes. So those 3 players come back into it fresh. Their home form is very good. But for me, this is about the 2 strikers up front here. Sergio Aguero, he got 4 in his last 2 Premier League games. Diego Costa has only failed to score or assist in 2 of his 13 Premier League games this season. And when I look at the prices, I can't help but be drawn to the away side here. I think Chelsea are flying. And Man City defensively, I can't trust. Chelsea's defence, I can trust at the moment. 1 goal conceded in 7 Premier League games is enough for me to think Chelsea can keep Man City out, or at least down to the 1 goal that I think they will probably need to if they're going to get the result here. 13-5 is decent enough for me on Chelsea. I like the enhanced odds as well. Diego Costa scoring a Chelsea 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 because I think it could be about those scorelines. But Chelsea drawn a bet at 6-4 just covers me, just in case. And I've got this sneaky feeling that neither Guardiola or Conte want to give much away, and it could actually be an unders game. And sometimes in these big Premier League games, you know, it pays to back the unders.
If you're looking at those enhanced odds offers, they are on the top of the page on the website. Under 2.5 goals, by the way, is available at 11-10. And Tom made mention of that Diego Costa offer. Him to score Chelsea 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 was 8-1. That's been enhanced to 9-1. Chelsea have won 11 games away at Manchester City in the Premier League. That's their most against a team away from home in the competition's history as well. And it's that consistency in their lineup, Derek, that's helped Chelsea.
They're playing exceptionally well. As Tom said, you don't get that in the Premier League, an unchanged line, you know, with the big teams, maybe the lesser teams. But it's pretty much unheard of. And everything's flying. And you have to say, these odds, they strike me as odd, if you pardon the pun, because it seems to me your odds compilers don't 100% trust Chelsea. Because 13-5 on the face of it is too big for a side at the top of the league and on a run of 7 straight wins against a team that's unconvincing. I mean, that's the adjective you'd have to use to describe City. The last 3 matches have been against sides that are likely to finish in the bottom 6. They've scraped 2-1 wins in 2 of them without being impressive, and a 1-1 draw, and yet they're just a little bit more than even money to beat the Chelsea side who are flying. I really don't understand it. The defence looks all at sea, whereas Chelsea's looks impregnable. And whatever Conte is doing at Stamford Bridge, it's working the Oracle, because, I mean, he's even turned Victor Moses into a top-notch talent. I mean, even God couldn't have got more out of Moses this season. He's just unbelievable. I mean, City are easy on the eye, yes, at the best, but they're even easier on opponents at the moment, because even when it looks though they control a game, they end up, you know, hanging on for dear life. I'm not convinced by them this season. I share your odd compilers' mistrust of Chelsea slightly, because I still don't think they're as good as their recent form suggests. You know, Tom mentioned that some of the fixtures they've played there, and I suppose last week I might have been a bit unkind. I said some of their recent fixtures have been easy. That list makes it sound as though I was unkind to them, but I don't know. There's something I can't put my finger on about Chelsea. I think they're too reliant on Hazard still, and I think if he's not at it, like he was throughout the whole of last season, I think they'll struggle. But that said, I think 13-5 is too big for them, and I'll be weighing in on the Blues the Dark Blues this weekend.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.